Welcoming back to Jackson Share Sports Radio. I'm back here on another episode to talk about the NBA playoffs. And they just tipped off on April 20th after the play-in games. The first round started Saturday, April 20th with the New York Knicks. We'll go series by series, and I'll give you my opinion and who is going to most likely make it to the second round, as well as a finals appearance of who I think is going to go to the finals. So I'll give you that. And I know I've been kind of lackluster on my releases, and it's been about a month since I released my last podcast episode, but I'm back and I'm here to be committed to consistently releasing content for you guys. So hopefully you enjoy this episode, and let's get right into it. So we'll start with the Knicks and the Sixers. So game one of the New York Knicks game, New York Knicks series, they ended up winning the game 111-104, kind of a low scoring game. Maxey had 33 points. Hart went off. Hart and Deuce McBride really carried the load for the New York Knicks while Brunson was kind of boxed up through Kelly Oubre and the Sixers defense. So, you know, defensively, the Sixers did a great job. Offensively, just really, really struggling. And Embiid playing what looks to be 60%, not even 70%, 60%. He's on a horrible leg. He's playing on one leg, and he can't even close his left eye. So, you know, that's a huge issue when your best player is really hurt like that. So, honestly, the Knicks, you know, ended up taking it the second game. A lot of controversy with the fouls towards the end of the game, if you're a Sixers fan, and I can understand why. There were definitely a lot of fouls on Maxey. It's a 2-0 series lead for the Knicks right now. And we'll see what happens with that. I mean, honestly, I think it's going to be a 6-game series. I think the Knicks end up taking it in 6 games, but I think the Sixers win both of their games at home. So it'll go, you know, 2 games at Philly, and then the Knicks will close it out in Philly, is my opinion, in the 6th game. So then we've got the Magic and the Cavaliers. The Magic have lost 2 straight to the Cavaliers. The Cavs, here's the thing. They're honestly, these two teams, realistically, none of them are making it out of the second round, if we're being honest. Whatever team they play next, it's how I feel about the Suns and the Timberwolves. Neither of these teams are making it out of the second round. The Magic just, they look kind of, struck by the moment. And the headlights, deer in headlights kind of, mindset. It's just the way it goes. And, you know, they're young. They've got a lot of things to improve on. I think Paolo Banchero and the rest of the squad, it's just a little young, little inexperienced. And I think they'll be back next year. I think it's going to be a sweep for the Cavs. If not a sweep, then it'll be 5 games, but the Cavs will definitely dominate the series. And Donovan Mitchell is really just the main guy that's been, the main person who's been scoring for the Cavs and throughout the entire game. But when you get guys like Darius Garland and Evan Mobley and Jared Allen going, that's, you know, 3 or 4 more players added on top of the superstar Donovan Mitchell. I mean, that's a balanced lineup right there. So talk about a talented group. If you can get all 4 of those guys going, that is a scary Cavaliers team. But until then, I think it's a second round exit for the Cavaliers. But they will win this series. Then we move to the Timberwolves and the Suns. I mean, honestly, you know, the Suns have just been dominated, like absolutely dominated the first 2 games. The Timberwolves have come to play. Anthony Edwards had a great game in game 1, didn't have so good of a game last night for game 2, but his teammates just picked up the slack. Jaden McDaniels just picked up the slack. Karl Anthony Towns went into foul trouble, but was contributing. Mike Conley had a great run. So, I mean, honestly, just overall a great performance from the Timberwolves. I think the Suns will come back and win those 2 games in Phoenix. And I think it's going to be, I think it'll be a 6-game series like the Knicks series where the Timberwolves taking it and going to the second round. Again, none of these teams are going to make it past the second round, in my opinion. Then we move to the Nuggets and the Lakers. Here's the thing, you know, the Nuggets, they're a great team. They're repeating, you know, champions, but I don't like them to win this series. And it's bold. But I actually, you know what? I'm going to take that back. I don't think that they win. I don't think they win this series 4-0. I think the Lakers are going to go back to LA, and the Lakers are going to win both of those games. It's going to be 2-2. And this series will go to six games, where the Nuggets take it in 6 games. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. They will take it in 6 games, but I'm just not sure how much of a distance there's going to be between the 2 teams. The Lakers are good. And they stuck with them. They were winning in the first quarter. They won the first quarter They were leading at halftime, you know, in game one. They were very close with a very talented Nuggets team. And I think same thing with game two, where Jamal Murray hit an absolutely outstanding game-winning shot, you know, to win that game and to send it to a 2-0 series. But honestly, just not enough happening from the Nuggets offensively. Defensively, they're great. But, you know, if the Lakers are sticking with them, and you really see with LeBron and Anthony Davis and then some guys like Austin Reeves stepping up and hitting some clutch shots, and then obviously D'Angelo Russell just going off from three-point land, just going absolutely off and keeping that game close, I think the Lakers can keep this series close, and I think it's going to be a six-game series, but the Nuggets will win the series. Then, I mean, this should be a pretty short one with the Heat and the Celtics. Celtics have just pretty much dominated, you know, every moment this season, and I don't expect them to stop now. I think it's going to be a sweep 4-0. No matter what happens, even if they go to Miami, it's going to be a sweep. And yeah, I mean, it's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's just the way it is. So Boston will probably take a 2-0 lead tonight. Then if we move to the next series, we've got the Pacers and the Bucks. This is going to be an interesting one because, hey, it's 1-1 now. It was originally 1-0 where we saw the Bucks and Damian Lillard just going off. And they looked like they were just going to take this series, you know, and sweep them. But it's two very, very tightly contested teams. Pascal Siakam, Aaron Nesmith, you got Tyrese Haliburton, you got Miles Turner. There's some talented folks on this Indiana Pacers roster, and you definitely can't discount that. So we'll have to see how that pans out. Obviously, with Giannis coming back, maybe next game or the game after, it's going to be, you know, totally different series. So the Pacers, you know, they got to enjoy and get their wins in now because Giannis is on his way back. But the series shifts to Indianapolis, goes back to Indiana. And I think the Indiana Pacers will take a 3-1 lead. But I think when Giannis comes back, the Bucks will end up winning the series in 7 games. But I think the Pacers take a 3-1 lead. Bucks will win the series, though. Then we go to the Mavericks and the Clippers. You know, the Mavericks stealing a game on the road is a very clutch thing. That's a huge win for the Mavericks last night, 96-93. The Clippers absolutely blew out the Mavericks last game. And the fact that the Mavericks were able to come back, Luka to drop 32, Kyrie was able to put in points and score 23 points. And then you got guys like PJ Washington. You got Gafford, who obviously got hurt, but he did well. Derek Lively. You got a deep bench if you're the Mavericks, and they're guys that are talented and they're able to put the ball in the net. You know, it's simple as that. They're able to play as a team. They've got great team chemistry, and we'll see how that goes. I think the Mavericks stealing a game on the road, even with Kawhi Leonard back, for what was thought to be, you know, going to be a blowout. Since the Mavericks got blown out last game, I was like, oh, if Kawhi Leonard's back, it's definitely going to be a blowout for the Clippers. But listen, Luka Doncic and the Mavericks came to play. Their defense is what won them this game, and I think that's what's going to happen moving forward in this series. Give me the Mavericks to win this series. I don't like the Clippers. I love the Mavericks going back to Dallas to try to take a 3-1 lead over this talented Clippers team. But, you know, they seem to be kind of dismantled at this moment in time. So we'll see what happens with the Mavericks. I think the Mavericks win the series. I think it'll be a 6-game series. Give me the Mavericks closing it out. And then finally, for the last series, it's really a tightly contested series. And I honestly don't understand why Vegas still has the spread at 7.5 for this game tonight. But the Pelicans are taking on the Thunder. The Thunder, absolutely impeccable execution down the stretch with a couple minutes left to go in game one. Just a little unlucky from the Pelicans at that point. There was just a lot going on. They had a lot of nerves in the last couple minutes, but it really showed who the Pelicans were. They were able to stick with the Thunder no matter what. I know it's a very, very chaotic and hostile environment. But a lot of the team was able to still contribute. It was a 2-point game at the end of the day in Oklahoma City, which is a huge thing. Trey Murphy was outstanding for the New Orleans Pelicans, scoring 21 points. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander also outstanding, You know, that whole starting five for the Oklahoma City Thunder was amazing. And if the score is low scoring for the rest of the series, I think the Pelicans can take this series. I think it's up for grabs. I think the Pelicans, just like the Lakers, down 1-0, the Lakers are down 2-0. Very, very low scoring games. And when your team's shooting 38.5% from the field and 28.2% from three for the Pelicans, and the other team, this Thunder, are shooting 31% from three and 43% from the field, and it's a low-scoring game and it's 94-92 with 2 minutes left to go in the game, I think a team like the Pelicans can come in and just absolutely take this series. I think if they can steal a game on the road tonight, which is, it's very possible, the spread is 7.5. I think they're going to cover that, and I think they could even win this game outright. When you guys got Jonas Valanciunas, you got guys like CJ McCollum, you got Brandon Ingram, you got Herbert Jones, you got Trey Murphy, you got guys, and maybe when Zion even comes back. I don't know exactly when he's going to come back, but if and when he comes back, this is a scary Pelicans roster. And in my opinion, I think this is going to be the upset. I think this is my upset of the NBA playoffs. I think the Thunder barely survived this game. I think the Thunder will, if hear me out, if the series is high scoring from here on out, if there's high scoring games, the Pelicans will take this game. The Oklahoma City Thunder will take this game. So let me just reset for a second. If the Oklahoma City Thunder if there's a high scoring game and there's a lot of scoring, the Thunder will take this series. If it's a low scoring game, like in the 90s or the 80s or low hundreds, the Pelicans will take this series. Defensively, the Pelicans did an outstanding job to force turnovers and get points off of those turnovers last game. And I think if that repeats for this game and we're down to 92-92 with 20 seconds left in the game, I think the Pelicans can take that game. So obviously just a little unlucky from the Pelicans side of things. And I think that they can take this series. So we'll have to see what happens in the grand scheme of things for the NBA playoffs. We got Bennett Bankett and the squad. They'll be coming back on to Jackson Share Sports Radio momentarily after the round one. We'll see what happens with them. Very busy college students. So we'll see what happens there. But I appreciate you guys for listening to Jackson Share Sports Radio. And I'm going to get more content for you guys coming up soon as summer's approaching. I'm going to get more stuff out for you guys. And I appreciate you guys for supporting and listening to this podcast as usual. Thanks for tuning in. See you guys in the next podcast. Peace out.